Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We are with the one and only Kirk McEwen, who is back in the building, thank goodness.
Ooh.
Kirk, how are you?
I couldn't be better, Brett. I didn't think I'd get a chance to come back to this great station, 98 Rock, in this building with the two WBALs in it. I'm in a good spot.
All right, let's start with this. For those who haven't heard the great news and who don't necessarily listen, but I think there's more crossover than people understand.
I agree, yeah.
And give it credit for. But you were at 98 Rock for how many years originally?
I started in 84, and then I went from 84 to 90, and then 93 to 2006. So that's 19 years of the 38 years it's been in existence. So
then you leave, you stay in market for a while, then you leave Baltimore, and you actually get in the sports game.
Yeah, I always loved sports. In fact, when Ken Singleton left Channel 13 back in the day, they did a sports guy contest, and they had seven amateurs and seven professionals, and they called me a professional because I was on the radio, so I did the 11 o'clock cast and really thought I did a pretty good job. Chris Ely ended up getting that job, but I've always loved sports, so when the chance to go to Tampa and do this startup down there at 98.7 The Fan, I jumped at it, and so I went down and I actually did a morning sports talk with Chris Dingman, who won two Stanley Cups, one with the Avs and one with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So he was revered around town. But I loved that give and take with the listener and talking about what happened the night before. And I really had to run fast to learn the Bucks, the Rays, and the Lightning. But it's not hard when you love sports.
Yeah, it's interesting. I always said that a good broadcaster is a good broadcaster. If a good broadcaster really wanted to, he could be a music jock, he could do talk show, he could do sports, he could do TV, and you just adapt and you figure it out. It's not all the same thing, but I started doing traffic reports.
Yes.
I was doing beach traffic. That's my first job out of college, was doing, oh yeah, it looks great over the Bay Bridge, or who knew?
But, sure.
I always thought that. Do you feel that there are similarities from what you kind of grew up doing and what you're doing now compared to doing the sports talk radio game?
No question. I mean, I think sports talk really is guy talk. You're talking about sports, but you're also injecting other things that guys talk about because you can't always talk about the game, especially in that dead part of the year when there's not a lot of sports going on after the Super Bowl and before baseball starts. So, yeah, I think it's very adaptable. The only thing with 98 Rock is the music is the star instead of the sports. So you kind of sit back and you're playing more songs, and so you're not so out front. Where there's nowhere to hide in sports talk, as you know.
Now, I do want to go back to that for a moment and talk about your time in Tampa, but the old 98 Rock morning show, Kirk, Mark, and Lopez,
yeah.
When that was rocking and rolling, take me through those days.
It was crazy. There was no Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl at that time. We could get away with a lot. We had five CDs out with some really questionable stuff, and I mean, people that have the CDs, they know, but It was a wild west. We had a great time, and that I don't think will be duplicated on terrestrial radio.
I mean, this is kind of as Howard Stern is rising, right?
Yeah.
But this is pre Opie and Anthony, pre everyone else trying to follow in those footsteps. You kind of had your own road, to Oz, as the case may be. And it wasn't like you were trying to replicate what Howard was doing, but you guys were doing your own thing and dominating way before it was like in vogue.
We were beating Howard, but we didn't call attention to it because you don't want Howard to slowly turn those turrets to you.
Sure.
And blow you out of the water. But yeah, we were getting some monster numbers. We were the number one morning show in 2004 as voted by Baltimore Magazine. That was a heady time, man. I don't see that happening again, and I was glad to be a part of it. That was lightning in a bottle at that point. I got into radio to talk up records, to go to the shows and be backstage and all that. Didn't really get into radio to do mornings, but I love mornings, and it's just fun getting up at 3 in the morning and having your day over by 10:30. But
right.
I couldn't be happier to do 3 to 7. You sit out for 7 or 8 months, you'll do whatever you can to get back in the game.
You'll find a way to do it. It's funny, though. I was talking to Mark Viviano, who used to work in this building. Of course, everyone knows him from WJZ.
Sure.
He said to me the other day that he still will, at least once a week, once a day, have someone yell or sing out his name like you used to do.
Mark Viviano!
When he was doing mornings on BAL and 98 Rock. I mean, think about that. That is like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that just tells you the lifespan of a good morning show. And we had a nice run. And Lopez was the linchpin, the glue. And when he passed away 10 years ago, that was sort of the air began to come out of the balloon at that point.
I've been talking about this a lot when Rod Daniels left a few weeks ago and Sarah Fleischer left a few weeks ago. That kind of what separates this building in my mind, and you've been around a lot longer than I have, that there is continuity here. There are familiar faces. That tends to be a better work environment when people feel they're connected to the people in the building and they feel they're invested into the product. You've been around. Do you feel that's just me talking up, or is that the reality?
It's crazy. This building, the pull it has on the people, the smiles in the building, you can't make it up. And I've been at a bunch of different buildings, and this is the best one. And that's why I jumped at a chance to come back. Look, I had a chance to go out west, and it just didn't feel right, especially with all the unrest going on in Baltimore at the time. But I just could tell, being in that building, it wasn't the same as this building here at 3800 Hooper Avenue. So, yeah, you're exactly right. It's all about the people, and it starts from the top, and it comes all the way down to the people grabbing the trash cans at the end of the day and emptying them. It's a fabulous place to work.
And sports-wise, you come back to town, and the Orioles are hot now.
Yes.
The Ravens are obviously hot. They're always hot.
Yeah.
How different is it when you are kind of around the passions of sports here compared to a place like Florida, where professional sports – there's so many people, there's so many things to do. It's just always a struggle, I feel, to put butts in the seats.
It's a sad situation, to tell you the truth, and there's so many factors that go into it. You take like the Bucks. Everybody in Tampa is transient. They're from somewhere else. They're going to be rooting for their Packers or the Bears or the Patriots on Sunday. The people that are from Tampa, they may go to the game, they may not. It takes a lot to get a sellout. You got to have somebody going into the Ring of Honor or the Packers coming to town so all their fans come. But you look at the Bucks, and there were blackouts when I was down there. It didn't help to have Greg Schiano having his players fire off into the legs for the victory formation or the spread of MRSA in the locker room. It was what a bad environment it was. And then Lovey comes in and quickly goes 2-14. Maybe they turn it around. I don't know. The Bucks have been at the bottom of the barrel for more than half of their lifespan, and the Ravens just the opposite. Great organization from top to bottom, and they win class. Totally different. You look at the Rays playing in that dark, dank Tropicana field. It's not baseball's an outside game. I get it. You want to put a roof on it and retract it. You almost have to in Florida because of the rain, but it's not. You can hear people's conversations on TV.
It's uncomfortable.
It is.
And to be fair, I came down. I was at spring training covering for the Orioles a couple years ago, and who do I see wearing an Orioles jersey in Sarasota but Kirk McEwen?
Yes. Well, every now and then you got to take the kids out of the house.
Sure.
It was great.
Well, Kirkster, it's great to have you back in the building, man. Woo! 3-7 on 98 Rock, and we'll be doing daily hits Monday through Friday at 4:30
yes.
on 97.9 FM. So we'll talk a lot, and Kirk will be all over the Ravens come this fall and throughout training camp as well. So great to have you back, buddy.
Brett, thank you.
That is Kirk McEwen. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.